谢谢弟兄姐妹，让我一年有两个礼拜的时间可以休假。
I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters in this church to allow me to have 2 weeks off a year for my personal vacation.
通常我是上半年休息一个礼拜，下半年休息一个礼拜。
Usually I'd like to spread the 2 weeks out to take 1 week in the first 6 months and the second week in the second 6 months.
上个礼拜我太太和我到 San Diego 去。
Last week my wife and I went to San Diego on our vacation.
有一天在那个动物园里，有一天在海港里，有一天到 Mexico 去。我晒了三天的太阳，你们有没有觉得我黑一点？
One day we spent in the San Diego Zoo. The second day we spent looking around the San Diego Harbor. The third day we went down to Mexico. I was out in the sun for 3 days. I don't know if you noticed my tan or not.
今天我们继续要思想。这个照样差你这个题目。
The topic for this morning is So Send I You.
大家还记得我们念的这个圣经是约翰福音第二十章十九节和二十一节，让我们再一起看。
The passage is taken from John chapter 20 verses 19 through 21.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
John chapter 20 verse 19. When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus therefore said to them again, Peace be with you.As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。这是耶稣对基督徒说的话。
As the Father has sent me, I also send you. These are personal words from Jesus to all his followers.
我们知道一个人他最后所说的话都是最重要的。
We know that the last words spoken by a person usually the most important words.
创世纪里的约瑟临死以前对以色列人说，将来你们把我的尸体要带回迦南地去。过了300年，他们出埃及的时候还没有忘记，他把约瑟的尸体带去。
For example, Joseph, before he died, he said to his descendants that one day when you return to the promised land, I want you to promise me that you will take my bones back with you from Egypt. Hundreds of years later, when they finally left Egypt and went back to the promised land, they brought the bones with them.
你们会记得一些你们所爱的人离去世以前最后所讲的话吗？
Some of you may have lost loved ones before, and you will probably remember that the very last words they spoke were probably the most important.
25年以前，当我15岁的时候，父亲去世。当他去世以前，最后一次跟我讲的话，我现在还记得。
25 years ago, when my father passed away, the very last few words he spoke to me, I still remember.
主耶稣最后所讲的话，很多基督徒都忘记了。
But too sad that Jesus' last words are neglected by most Christians most of the time.
刚才我们所念的就是耶稣最后所讲的话。
The passage we just read contained last words spoken by Jesus to his followers.
耶稣提到父差遣了他，耶稣到世界上来是神差遣他来的。他说。我也照样的差遣你们。
Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me," implying that he was sent by God the Father. He said, "As he sent me, I also send you."
父神差遣耶稣到世界上来是完成对人类的救恩。他死在十字架上，他说成了。耶稣基督差遣我们基督徒到世界上来是要传扬这个福音。我们有没有做这个工作？
When God the Father sent His Son Jesus to this world is to complete the work for the plan of salvation. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, He said, "It is finished." And when Jesus sent us, it's for us to carry that message to others in this world.
很多人活在世界上觉得没有生活的目标。
Many people live in this world feel that there's no goal in their life.
基督徒不应当是这样子。
As a Christian, you should never have this problem.
耶稣说我差遣了你，我们有一个使命在这个世界上活着。
Jesus said, I sent you, so therefore for every single Christian, there is a mission for your life.
我们应当彼此提醒，常常想到我们生活的目标。
We need to remind each other often, what is the ultimate goal for each one of our lives?
神不但是救你救我，神盼望用我们的生命能够多救几个人。
God not only wants to save you and I, but he also wants to use your life and my life to save others.
有人说基督徒好像在一个火车站候车室里面坐着的那些人。
Some people say Christians are like the people who are riding in the last caboose in a train.
他们在那儿等那个火车通到天堂去的。
They're waiting for the train to go to heaven.
可是他们忘记在等车子的时候多请几个人一块儿来。
But while they're waiting for the train, they're inviting more and more people to join them on that train.
当我们离开世界的时候，我们能不能像耶稣一样的说成了？神给我的工作我做完了。
That very moment before you die, before you leave this world, can you say what Jesus said? It is finished. I have finished the task that was delegated to me by God.
我们有没有为耶稣基督做传福音的工作？
Have you carried this message that you know to others?
我们再看另外一段圣经，记载马可福音第十六章。
Let's turn to another passage found in the Gospel according to Mark.
马可福音十六章的末了，你也会发现这是耶稣最后所讲的几句话。
Toward the end of Mark chapter 16, these are also the last words of Jesus.
我们读第十四节和十五节。
Mark 16 verses 14 and 15.
后来，十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Mark chapter 16 verse 14. And afterward he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table. And he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
约翰福音二十章的那几节是耶稣复活当天晚上在耶路撒冷对门徒说的话。
The passage we read from John is taken from an incident on the very night when Jesus resurrected. He met his followers and he said to them, "Peace be with you."
马可福音这里的圣经是讲到耶稣复活以后第八天，就是下一个礼拜天的晚上。
And the passage we read in Mark chapter 16 took place 8 days after he resurrected, a whole week from the passage from the Gospel of John. And he repeated the same message, go into all the world.
当时他们都聚集在那个小地方，神派他们到全世界去传福音。
8 days later, they were still gathered in a little place. And Jesus said, apparently you missed what I said a week ago. And he said to them again, go into all the world.
请大家注意这两节圣经很有意思。
Pay attention to these two verses.
第十四节耶稣在责备他们。第十五节耶稣就给他们重要的使命。
Verse 14, Jesus essentially rebuked them for missing his point. And verse 15, he commanded them to go out.
刚刚才责备他们，立刻就给他们很重的任务。
Right after his rebuke, he gave them a very important mission.
为什么责备他们呢？
What was the reason for the rebuke?
他们不信。
Because of their unbelief.
耶稣好多次跟他们讲，我死了以后第三天要复活，他们就是不信。
Jesus said to them many times that after I die, 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. But they just missed the whole point.
他们跟随耶稣三年之久，耶稣所讲的话他们不信。
They followed Jesus for 3 years, and many of Jesus' words they did not believe.
当耶稣复活以后，向一些妇女们显现，也告诉他们这个消息，他们还是不信。
And even after it has taken place, he resurrected and revealed himself to the women in the group, and they still did not believe.
刚才我已经说这是第八天的晚上，很多人已经看过复活的耶稣显现，他们还是不信。
As I said, this passage took place 8 days after the resurrection, and many of them still did not believe.
哎呀，耶稣责备他们。
This is the reason for Jesus' rebuke.
可是真奇妙，
But very interesting is immediately following the rebuke, Jesus gave them a very important task.
这里告诉我们, 虽然我们很软弱, 我们很失败, 耶稣会管教我们, 责备我们, 可是什么时候我们悔改, 神还是要使用我们。
The lesson here is that we're weak, we fail, and we will receive rebukes. But don't forget that after rebuke, if there's repentance, then Jesus has a very important task for us.
在耶稣的门徒中有一个彼得, 他是一个最自负的, 最骄傲的人。
Among Jesus' disciples, there's one who is probably the most stubborn and the most proud, and that is Simon Peter.
他夸口说, 主耶稣啊, 我永远不会跌倒的。
When Jesus implied that some of them would betray him, Peter said, I will never fail you.
他说不定在说那句话的时候, 他斜着眼看另外11个门徒, 他们都会跌倒, 我永远不会跌倒的。
I can just picture that when Peter said that, he was probably looking out of the corner of his eye at the other 11 and said that they may fail and they may stumble, but I will never fail you, Lord.
耶稣跟他讲,今天晚上你要三次不承认我,他说绝对不会的。
And then Jesus answered him saying, even this very night you're going to deny me 3 times. And Peter said, no way, you will never catch me doing that.
我可以跟你一起关到监牢里,我可以跟你一起死,我永远不会不承认。
I will go to prison with you, I will even die with you, but I will never deny you.
耶稣跟他说,鸡叫以前,你要否认我三次。
Jesus said, before the cock crows next morning, you're going to deny me 3 times.
果然就是那天晚上,彼得三次否认了主。
And truly, that night, Peter denied Jesus at least 3 times.
他真是伤心难过。
That hurt him greatly.
圣经上讲到他大哭。
The Bible said he wept fiercely.
一个大男人大哭。
A big man, a strong man, weeping fiercely.
假如我们有一些失败的经验,让我们抱头大哭,我们能够悔改,那个痛苦就是有价值。
If you had this type of experience, something which has caused you to weep, to fail, and caused you to weep, but if you're able to weep and turn around, that suffering is very valuable.
一个服侍主的人,那个最重要的条件之一,就是他觉得不配。
The most important qualification for any servant in God's ministry is the feeling of being inadequate, of not qualified for the job.
什么时候你觉得服侍主只有你配的时候,就是你最不配的时候。
Whenever you feel you're most qualified to do something for God, that automatically disqualifies you.
摩西40岁和80岁的不同,就是他觉得本来很配,后来很不配,很不配的时候,神就拣选他。
The Moses at 40 years old and the Moses at 80 years old are completely different. The difference is that when he was 40, he thought he was the most qualified person for God's job. At 80, he felt completely inadequate for the job.
彼得的故事也是相同。
Same thing with Peter's story.
他自从三次否认主以后,他再... 再不敢骄傲,
after he denied Jesus 3 times, he was so hurt. He felt that there was not even any place for him to serve God. It was at that very moment that Jesus encouraged him.
你觉得你不配不是吗?
Jesus said, just when you think you're not qualified, that qualifies you to serve the Lord.
耶稣跟彼得说,
Jesus said to Peter, saying, I want to pray for you. And after you have turned around, I want to use you.
后来,神很祝福使用彼得。
And later on, God used this Simon Peter tremendously.
在这里有个很重要的教训。
There's a very important lesson here.
神使用软弱,有亏欠,有失败的人。
God uses those who are weak, who has failed, and who feels inadequate.
若是你有些什么地方心里面觉得忧伤难过,你认罪悔改,神可以完全原谅。
If you feel hurt, if you feel depressed, if you feel sad because of certain suffering, don't feel bad. Repent if there's sin, and God will use you.
在这里主耶稣所给我们的使命说,你们往普天下去,传福音给万民听。
The mission Jesus gave us is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
普天之下。
All the world.
万民,
and to all the people.
到全世界每一个地方向每一个受造者传福音, 这是多么大的使命。
This is a fantastic mission that Jesus has given us to all the world, speak to all the nations.
请大家注意, 尽管有这么多不同的地点, 这么多不同的对象, 可是是同样的一个福音。
Notice that were to go to many different places, speak to many different kinds of people in many different kinds of cultures, but there's only one gospel.
就是因为这一句圣经，今天世界上有很多的人离开了自己的国家，离开了自己的同胞，到一个偏僻远的地方去传福音，做宣教士。
It is almost solely because of these few verses here in the Bible, many people today, many Christians have packed up, left their own country, left their own culture, and went to other places in the world for the purpose of fulfilling these few verses.
我还小的时候，我所最佩服的是一些政治家、军事家。
When I was young, I had great admiration for politicians and military persons.
当我渐渐长大，我知道一些教会里的故事的时候，我最佩服的就是宣教士。
And as I got older and I read more and more about some of the people in the church history, and I gained great admiration for Christian missionaries.
大家想想看，离开自己的家，离开自己喜爱的人。到一个荒僻落后的地区去，这是为了什么？
Think about it. Leaving the security of your home, leaving the security of your home culture, to go to a strange world. What for? What is a good reason for doing that?
为了什么？
What for?
有没有想过他们所付的代价是什么？
Have we thought about the prices these people pay?
我以前在台湾的时候，我们不大晓得。过这个什么 Thanksgiving 这个感恩节，很少过这种节日。
When I was in Taiwan, we don't celebrate a Thanksgiving holiday, and I had no conception of what Thanksgiving was about.
有一次，我跟一个美国的一个女的宣教士在一块吃晚饭。
One day, I was having a supper with a female Western missionary.
她说她很想家。
She said she is very homesick.
她说我家里这个时候正是要庆祝感恩节的时候。
She said, right now my family is probably having a big celebration for Thanksgiving.
你知道有些宣教士他们一出去就是准备四年以后才回来。
Many of the missionaries, once they leave their home country, their plan is to spend at least 4 years.
你知道有一些宣教士他们到一个地方去传福音的时候就准备将来埋在那个地方。
And many, many missionaries, they went to foreign countries, the plan was to live and die there.
有一个传教士从加拿大到台湾去。
There was a missionary went from Canada to Taiwan.
那个时候一百多年以前，中国人很少看见美国人、外国人。
This was over 100 years ago. Many of the Chinese have never seen a Westerner.
看见美国人的头发颜色、皮肤颜色都不一样，觉得这是一些怪人呐。
And they saw the color of their hair, the color of their skin. They thought they were strange people.
可是这一个宣教士爱中国人。
But this particular missionary loved the Chinese people.
他想要接近中国人。
He wanted to get closer to the Chinese people.
他心里想，我要娶一个中国的太太。
He thought of marrying a Chinese girl.
都不愿意跟他讲话，谁愿意嫁给他？
No one was willing to talk to him. Who was going to marry him?
后来他常常在野外里到处走啊。
So he took many trips in the away from the cities.
他看见一个放猪的女孩子。
He saw a particular Chinese girl who was taking care of pigs.
哎呀，那个女孩子跟他讲话。
And that particular girl talked to him.
后来他向那个女孩子求婚了，一个放猪的女孩子，他向她求婚。
And later on, he proposed to this girl who was tending pigs, and eventually they got married.
你们从台北来的人知道，在台北有一个很有名的医院叫做马街医院，知道吗 ？McKay。
So those of you who are from Taipei, you know there's a very famous hospital called the McKay Hospital.
就是那个 McKay.
And this was the McKay that I'm talking about.
我认识他的孙子，他的孙子有点像中国人，有点像加拿大人。
I know his grandchildren and his grandchildren's grandson. He looks a little bit like Chinese, a little bit like Canadian.
这些宣教士的精神是非常可佩服的。
The spirit of these Western missionaries deserves our greatest admiration.
我觉得我自己不配，不够资格做一个宣教士。
I feel that I'm not even qualified to be a missionary.
我在台湾的时候，有些时候利用暑假的时间啊，有一个布道队一起到这个比较荒僻的山地的，像那些山地的同胞们去传。
When I was in Taiwan, sometime in the summer times, we organize evangelistic teams to go up into the mountains to talk to the Taiwan Aborigines about the gospel.
有些地方没有厕所，没有洗澡间，你要到河里去洗澡的。
And some of those places have no bathroom facilities, and you have to take a shower and take a bath in the river.
有一天晚上，我就是睡在露天的地方。
And one night I was sleeping out in the open air.
有一次在一个地方啊，那些山地人很热情啊，他说：“谢谢你们来传福音，我要给你加菜。”
And one night, some of those natives said that, "Oh, we're really thankful for coming to speak to us about God. We want to give you." Extra food.
Extra, right. 加菜加的什么菜呢？一个荷包蛋，那个荷包蛋是臭的。
And what was the extra food? The extra food was extra, something as pickled eggs, I guess. Very smelly.
一个宣教士到一个新的地区去，他要学一种新的语言。这需要很大的毅力。
A missionary going overseas, he needed to learn a new language, and this takes a lot of determination.
一个大人开始学 A B C D, 波波莫佛，这需要很大的勇气。
Especially a grown-up person going back to the basics and learning the basics of a language is very difficult.
有一个英国宣教士到台湾去。
There was a British missionary who went to Taiwan.
他开始学中国话。
He started to learn Chinese.
他觉得中国话真难学。
He thought Chinese was very difficult to learn.
有一天，他到邮局去要买一个邮件。
One day he went to the post office to buy an air letter, an airgram.
Airgram, right. 邮件，那是中国话叫邮件。他跑到那里去啊，鼓足了勇气，他要上去买啊。
So he went up to the post office, woke up enough guts to ask to buy these airgrams.
他到了那里把钱拿出来他说我要买三个寄到英国的邮条
He brought out his money put on the counter said I want to buy to send to England three
oilstick
the word in Chinese for airgram and oilstick is very similar so he don't want three oilsticks
我到美国来啊这个两年多啊也有很多的这个学英文的困难
In the last 2 years For me, coming to America also has similar problems.
我记得有一次我跟这个 John 的弟弟 Wayne 就闹了一个笑话。
One day, I remember with Wayne, we had some funny thing happen.
有一天他要离开我们这个地方到 San Francisco 去念书。
One day, as he was leaving to go back to San Francisco to school,
我就想我要讲一句话给他听，希望他听得懂。
So I thought I would say something to him before he leaves, and I was hoping he would understand.
Wayne, I'm sorry that you are living. That's what I said. 我说很难过你走了我把那个走了变成你活着我很难过。
Instead of saying I'm sorry to see you are leaving, I said I'm sorry to see you are living.
前不久我们青年团契和这个壮年团契都举行退休会。
Not long ago, both the youth group and the young adults had their retreat.
我们这个 young adult 啊，壮年团去请了一位讲员呢，是在一个神学院念书的一位弟兄。
And the young adult group had invited a particular speaker who was a student in the seminary.
那天在礼拜堂，我送他们走以前，遇见了那位这个我们请来的讲道的人。
That day, as I was at church here, seeing everybody off, I spoke to this particular speaker.
他不会讲中国话。
He didn't understand any Chinese.
有人给我介绍。跟他见面了，我一定要跟他讲几句话。
Someone introduced me to him, so I need to say a few words to this invited speaker.
哎呀，对我来说很难呢。
I thought it's very difficult.
我就问他，你住在哪里？
So I asked him, where do you live?
这个英文字啊，这个神学院呢，跟另外一个字很像，对不对？
You know, the word seminary is very similar to another word.
我就问他， Do you live in cemetery?这个英文字的神学院跟那个坟墓牧场是差不多一样。我问他你是不是住在那里
？Now these two words are very close, so I end up asking, "Do you live at your cemetery?"
学习一种新的文字需要很大的毅力。
To learn a new language takes a lot of energy.
我们在座有很多的人在学习英文，我也盼望有些年轻的弟兄姐妹，你用一点心学一点中文。
Many of us had the experience of having to learn English as a second language, and I also hope that many of you young people would make an attempt to learn some Chinese.
学习吃一点外国的东西.
Learn to eat a little bit of things from other cultures.
学习说一点外国话.
Learn to speak a little bit of another language.
神会更多的使用.
God will use you even greater.
一个人要做宣教士,还有一件事情很要紧, 他不能够有种族的偏见.
To be a missionary, there's also a very important qualification. That is, he must learn to have no distinguishing of races.
我们现在这一代的中国人对日本人不会有什么偏见, 但是老一代的人呢, 因为中国和日本人打仗, 都不喜欢日本人。
The present generation Chinese have no special negative feelings toward the Japanese, but at one generation earlier, because of the war between the two countries, there is friction between people.
你知道,要从中国的教会里面派一个人到日本去做宣教是多难啊?
You can see how difficult it will be for a Chinese church to send someone to go overseas as a missionary to Japan.
我真感谢主, 有一个在台北的姊妹, 她是中国人, 她愿意到日本去, 教会支持她。
I really thank God that in church in Taipei, we had a sister who went as a Chinese to Japan as a missionary, and the church is supporting her.
主耶稣说,你们往普天下去传福音给万民听,我们到底做了多少?
Jesus said, go ye into all the worlds and preach the gospel to all the nations. How much of this have we personally done?
很多人都说我不能去。
Many of you will say, no, I'm not able to go.
那个能去的人, 我们关不关心他们, 支不支持他们?
Now, what about those who are able to go? Do we care enough to look after those who are able to go and to support them and encourage them?
Oh, 我奉献一个月10块,
I give $10 a month.
10块钱就够了吗?
Is $10 enough to support someone going overseas?
最要紧的还不是奉献多少钱, 你是不是关心这件事情?
The most important thing is still not how much money you give, but it's how much you care for missionary activities.
主耶稣叫你去, 你不能去, 有一个人愿意代替你去, 你愿不愿意支持他?
Jesus asked you to go, and you're not able to go, and if someone is willing to go in your place, are you able to support him?
这是主耶稣最后所讲的话。
These are the last words of Jesus, the Great Commission.
我们再看另外一个地方。
Let's turn to another passage.
马太福音第28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
第16节。
Verse 16.
马太福音28章第16节
Matthew chapter 28 verse 16
使一个门徒往加利利去 到了耶稣约定的山上 他们见了耶稣就拜他 然而还有人疑惑 耶稣近前来对他们说 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗 凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
这几句话是主耶稣复活以后,第八天以后,在加利利的一个山上对门徒所说的话。
Now these words were spoken by Jesus after the eighth day.
在加利利的一个山上对门徒说的话。
On top of a mountain in Galilee, he spoke to his disciples.
这一段话可以分成三方面。
These verses can be broken down into three different groups.
这里第一提到一个宣告。
One, the first one is a proclamation.
第二个提到一条命令。
The second is a command.
第三个提到一个应许。
And the third is a promise.
我们先看这个宣告是什么。
First, we look at the proclamation.
耶稣说,
Jesus
天上地下所有的权柄, 都赐给我了,
what Jesus proclaimed was that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
耶稣基督宣告他是时间空间的主宰。
Jesus basically said that he is the master over space and time.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我, 这是 past tense, 过去式, 已经得到了。
all authority has been given to me, that's past tense, he has already received all the authority. Now, how big was this authority which has been given to Jesus?
一个传福音的使者，一个基督徒去传福音，这个传福音的人应当在神的权柄之下。
If you are going out and serving the Lord and speaking His message, you must come under His authority.
在这里所讲的不单是这样。
Here not only it says this,
这里讲到那个听福音的人也是在耶稣的权柄之下。
It even said that all authority has been given to me, meaning that even the person you're going to speak to comes under the authority of Him.
但这里讲的还不单是这样。
Not only that,
有些时候我们去传福音，有些人反对、抵抗。 逼迫毁谤，这个反对的人，福音的仇敌，也是在神的权柄。Even
when you go out and speak God's gospel, some people would fight against that, would become your enemies of the gospel. Even those enemies of the gospel comes under the authority of God.
我们在传福音的时候有阻力，有困难。When
we spread the gospel, we often run into resistance.
可是神能够把那个阻力啊，给他改变了一个方向，成为助力，帮助。
But God can turn that resistance into assistance.
在圣经里面提到，有一个人名字叫做扫罗，他不但是不信耶稣，他反对基督徒，杀害基督徒。There
was a person named Saul who not only did not believe in Christ, but he also was going against the Christians and arresting them and killing them.
当主耶稣向那个反对的人显现的时候，把他改变过来。And
when the Lord Jesus appeared to Saul, completely turned his life around.
后来他成为一个传福音的使者。
And then he became an evangelist and a missionary.
我前两天跟我母亲还提到，在台北有一个很胖的太太。
A few days ago, I was speaking to my mother, talking about this very heavy lady in Taiwan.
我母亲到那一条巷子去传福音的时候，很多人都欢喜接受。那个胖太太常常骂我妈妈。
And when my mother went to this particular village to share with them the gospel of Jesus, many of them were very receptive, except this fat lady who always picks on her and always argues with
her.可是我母亲常为她祷告，不灰心，继续地向她传福音。后来她信了，她成为一个最热心的基督徒。And
my mother did not give up. She was very patient, keep on praying for her, keep on talking to her. And eventually that fat lady turned around and became one of the most instrumental Christians.
她先生在台湾开那个真百平的餐馆。She,
her husband was the owner of the... let's see.
True Peking restaurant.
The Peking restaurant in Taipei.
到了过年的时候，他常常请我们吃猪头肉。
And when we celebrate Chinese New Year, she always invites us over to eat the pig's head.
所以有些时候我看见猪头就想到这个太太。
She always invites us to over have a roasted pig's head. And so every time I think of pig's head, it reminds me of her.
主耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我们，相不相信？”
Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Do we believe that?"
这一项宣告是鼓励我们传福音的时候有胆量，不要怕。
The point of this proclamation is to give us the confidence as we go out that we're not using our own authority.
我们站在主的一边，不可能失败的，一定成功的。
If we stand on the side of the Lord Jesus, we cannot fail.
我听见一位老牧师讲话：“传福音不会失败的。” 我们所传的福音，一个人信，一定得救的；一个人不信，一定灭亡了，不会失败的。I
heard an old pastor said, "When you preach the gospel, you will never fail. It will always work. If they accept your gospel, they will be saved. If they don't, they will be condemned. It always works."
我们不希望有人灭亡，可是我们应当传福音。We
don't wish to see anyone to be condemned. But we want to save as many as possible. Just rejecting the gospel once is not enough. We need to keep after these people.
礼拜五晚上姐妹会，我跟大家查经的时候讲到耶稣这一方面的能力。Friday
evening in the sisters' fellowship, I share with everyone there about the authority that Jesus has.
耶稣能够赶鬼，你相信吗？
Jesus is able to cast out demons.
圣经里好多个地方提到有人被鬼扶住了，就是被魔鬼控制住的。Many
many places in the New Testament talked about people who were possessed by demons. These people are under the dominion of Satan.
我亲眼的看过人被鬼扶的情形。我亲眼的看过那个被鬼扶的人怎么样，耶稣救了他。I
have personally seen people who were possessed, and I have personally seen how the possessed people, the demons were cast out from them.
圣经里面所记载的事情，你从来没有看过的，你不要怀疑。只要记在圣经里面，一定是真的。
If you have read things in the Bible which you have never seen yourself, Don't doubt it. Don't have disbelief. Just trust it. If it's recorded in the Bible, you can count on it.
天上地下所有的权柄都在主耶稣的手。
All authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and on earth.
在这里也提到一项命令。
There's also a command.
主耶稣说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Because all authority has been given to me, therefore, the command is go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
请大家注意在这里提到门徒这个字眼。门徒，什么是门徒？
Notice the word disciples. What is a disciple?
这里并不是说到基督徒。
It doesn't say make Christians.
这里也没有说到信徒 believer. 这里说到门徒。
It doesn't say believer either.It says disciples.
什么叫做门徒？
What is a disciple?
主耶稣的意思不但是叫我们去传福音，使人信耶稣得救，做基督徒就算了，还要进一步做门徒。什么是门徒？
Notice Jesus never said simply to go out and evangelize and win believers. He went further. In fact, he only said make disciples. What does it mean to make disciples?
有人说我带领一个人听福音，听了好几次，他也举手，他也参加慕道班，他也受洗了，难道还不够吗？
Some of you say, oh, I have talked to this person many times, and finally, that person believed and accepted Christ, and he was also baptized. You're saying that's not enough?
在这里说到做门徒。
Here it says, make disciples.
当然，你自己还没做门徒，你怎么能够带另外一个人做？
Of course, if you're not a disciple yourself, there's no way that you can make disciples.
什么叫做门徒？
What is a disciple?
我们带领一个人信耶稣，不但是带领他到一个教会。不单单是让他做一个受洗的基督徒就算了，要做门徒。
When we bring someone to the church, our goal is not only to bring him to participate in the church activities, and not only to bring him to the point of being baptized as a true believer, but is to take him even further than that.
做基督徒你不要付什么代价，可是你做门徒要付很大的代价。
You don't need to pay much of a price to simply be a born-again Christian.
但是你若是要做一个门徒，你需要付很大的代价。
But if you want to be a true disciple of Jesus, then that involves paying a price.
一个做门徒的人就好像一个徒弟啊，跟师傅啊，要学很多东西。
To put it very simply, to be a disciple is like to be an apprentice, to spend time and to learn from your master.
一个做门徒的人，他是需要完完全全的被带到基督的面前。
To be a disciple of Jesus, you need to come before the person of Jesus to come in contact with the Master.
他不但是信主就算，他要爱主。
Not just only to believe, but also to love your Master.
我们中间有很多的信徒，有多少的爱徒？
We have many believers. How many true disciples do we have?
有好多人是真正的爱耶稣。
Many, many people truly love the Lord Jesus.
这里讲的不但是爱主，而且要服侍主。
Not only to love the Lord, but also to serve the Lord.
主耶稣说，若有人要做我的门徒，他要舍己，他要背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, he must forsake himself, take up his cross, and follow me daily.
要舍己，要背十字架。
We need to give up of our own self-will, but to take up our cross and follow him.
这是讲到做门徒。
This is talking about being a disciple.
我盼望神赐福我们洛杉矶的灵粮堂，信徒增加，门徒也增加。
And I really hope and pray that God will bless this Bread of Life Church in Torrance, that we can continue to gain more believers, at the same time we'll continue to have more and more disciples.
在这里也提到要受洗的问题。
This verse also talked about concerning baptism.
这个洗礼是什么意思？ What? 是讲到一个人他私下的信仰，让他公开地表示出来。
What does it mean to get baptized? To get baptized, to give a person who has already believed an opportunity to proclaim who he really is publicly.
当一个人他真心地信了耶稣以后，他不能够把他的信仰藏在斗底下。
After a person has truly believed in Jesus, it's impossible for him to hide his belief under the table somewhere.
他要公开地承认。
He needs to stand up, make a public proclamation.
一个人信耶稣以后要顺服神，第一步的顺服。
After a person who is truly born again as a Christian, he needs to be obedient to God. The first act in obedience is to make this public declaration of being a Christian.
在这里讲到受洗的时候是奉父子圣灵的名，意思就是说从今以后，这个受洗的人是归在神的名下。
Here it says baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That simply means that from this day forward, this person belongs to God.
我给人施洗的时候，从来没有意思说我给你施洗，让你跪在灵粮堂的名下。
When I baptize, I never baptize anyone in saying that, baptize you in the name of the Bread of Life Church.
当然一个人受洗以后，他成为教会的会员，是很好的事情。
Of course, after a person is baptized here, he becomes a member in our church. That's very good.
可是最重要的事情是你和神发生关系。
More importantly is that once he's baptized in the name of God, he belongs to God now. He established that relationship with God.
接下去这里说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And then it says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
主所吩咐的一切是代表全本的圣经。
All that I commanded you actually represent the Bible that we have.
可能有一个人他特别喜欢诗篇，可能有一个人特别喜欢马太福音，可是我们教导弟兄姐妹的时候，不能够偏每一本圣经上的书卷都应当。Some
Christians may like the Psalms, some Christians may like the Gospel according to Matthew's, but when we teach, when we disciple, we teach the entire Bible.
这是主耶稣所给我们的命令。
This is the command that Jesus has given us.
基督徒要有向外发展的这种雄心。
A healthy Christian church, a healthy Christian must have the spirit of expanding, of moving out.
我以前曾经听一位牧师讲了两句很宝贵的话，我写在我自己的圣经前面。Once
I heard two very precious phrases spoken by a minister.
他说啊，
He said,
假如你照顾神所关心的事，神必定照顾你所关心的事。
This old minister said these phrases, and I have written them down in my Bible. He said, if you will take care of the things that God cares about, God will definitely take care of the things that you care about.
很多的时候，我们不关心神的事，我们只希望神关心我的事。
Many times we don't care about the things that God cares about, and all we want is for God to care about the things that we care about.
所以很多的时候，你的祷告神也没有听。So
that's why many times your prayers are not answered.
我再说，我们若是照顾神所关心的事，神也必定照顾我们所关心的事。
Let me repeat it again. If you will take care of the things that God cares about, for sure God will take care of things that you care about.
我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹很关心家里的人信主的事情。Many
of Christian brothers and sisters here really cares a lot about seeing their rest of their family members to come to know the Lord.
这个月月初在吃圣餐接纳新的会员的时候，我特别心里有这样一个向神感恩的心。This
past month, when we were partaking of the Holy Communion, and welcoming new members, I had a special thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们接纳了17位的会员，有15位是这一次受洗，有2位以前就受洗的。Of
the 17 new members we welcomed, 15 of them were just recently baptized. Only 2 of them were Christians already and been baptized before.
这两位以前就受洗的都是基督徒的姊妹，两位太太。These
2 who were baptized before are all sisters.
他们老早就是基督徒，可是他们一直没有加入教会。他们一直在等有一天，他们的丈夫也能够信主受洗了，一块加入教会。These
2 sisters been Christians for a long time, but they never joined the membership in the church because they were waiting for their husbands to join the church with them.
按照我手边的资料，到现在为止，我们教会这样的情形已经有5个家庭。
According to my record, such a type of circumstances has taken place 5 times already.
78年12月吃圣餐的，约翰福音第20章19节。
Gospel according to John chapter 20 verse 19.
约翰福音第20章19节
John chapter 20 verse 19
那日就是7日的第1日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。 门徒看见主就喜乐了。Verse 19.
When therefore it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced when they saw the Lord.
请大家特别注意21节。
Especially pay attention to verse 21.
耶稣对他们说, 愿你们平安, 父怎样差遣了我, 我也照样差遣你们。
Verse 21, Jesus therefore said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you."
我们再看马可福音第16章。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 16.
马可16章15节14节。
Mark 16 verse 14.
马可16章14节。
Mark 16 verse 14.
后来11个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现。 责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”Mark
16 verse 14. And afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
今天是我第三次讲照样差你这个题目。
Today is the third in a series of talks on the topic, "I also send you."
我盼望今天我能够讲完神所要我讲的。
I hope today I can finish this topic.
做一个牧师啊，有些时候能够
As a pastor of this church, I'm able to speak on a topic for more than one Sunday. The hope is to allow you to have a deeper understanding of a particular subject.
大家若是留意的话，你就会发现，我虽然是讲同一个题目，可是每次有不同新的内容。
If you pay attention, pay close attention, you will notice that although it's the same topic, but there's a progression of new content.
一个人最后所讲的话都是最重要的话。
Whatever a person speaks at the very last moment would be the most important words he would speak.
耶稣最后所讲的是什么话？
What are the words which Jesus spoke before he left this world?
约翰福音第20章是耶稣复活当天晚上讲的话。
John chapter 20, the passage we read, are words spoken by Jesus the very evening of his resurrection.
马可，我们所念的圣经是耶稣复活以后的第八天，下一个礼拜天的晚上。
The passage in Mark 16, our words spoken by Jesus 8 days after his resurrection, a full week later.
约翰里面所记载的，耶稣说：“神怎么样差遣了我，我照样的差遣你们。”In
John, Jesus said that just as the Father has sent me, I also send you.
他差遣我们做什么呢？在马可里面记得很清楚，你们要传福音。Send
us to where and do what? He says to all the world to preach his gospel.
往普天下去不是一件容易的事。Go
into all the world is not an easy task.
想到2000年以前那个时候的交通通讯那么退后，那么落后。
Just imagine 2,000 years ago when transportation was not very well developed, and yet they, the follower of Jesus, received this great commission.
以前，一个宣教士要到一个外国的地方去传道，他是准备去了就不回来。In
the past, when a Western missionary goes to the East, his plan is to simply move and actually live there for the rest of his life.
现在的宣教士通常工作了4年，有1年可以回国休假。
Now, modern-day missionaries, they typically go out for 4 years, and they have 1 year of furlough on the fifth year.
以前在100多年以前，英国有一个宣教士戴德森牧师，他准备到中国来传道，可是他得到的消息关于中国的很少。Hudson Taylor.
Over 100 years ago, Hudson Taylor, as he was getting ready to go to China, he had very little information about China.
他只是听说在中国很少人喝牛奶，买不着牛油面包。
And all he heard was that people don't drink milk very much in China, so it's difficult to get hold of butter and bread.
所以虽然在英国他可以吃牛奶面包，他开始学习不吃，看我过不过得下去。
And so before he left England, he started practicing, refraining from taking bread and butter.
要到外国去,
要学习适应当地的环境并不是一件容易的事情。
It's very difficult to go overseas and has to adopt a different culture and a different way of life.
我这次来美国定居已经有两年多，我现在才渐渐地学习能够接受这个西餐。
I have been here for 2 years, and it's not until very recently that I began to get used to American food.
我是一个很喜欢吃饭的人，没有饭就很难过日子。
I'm one of those person who loves to eat rice, and it's hard for me to eat a meal without rice.
有些时候吃了很多的东西，觉得还没有吃饭还是不行。
Sometimes after I ate a lot of American food, and I still feel there's something missing, and that's rice.
最近有些奇怪，我感谢神。有几天不吃饭呢，我跟我太太说，我还是活得下去。
But recently, for several days, I went without rice, and I said to my wife, it's amazing that I think I still can survive without rice.
我还记得十多年以前在台北的时候，有一次我到台中去。
I remember over a dozen years ago, I was in Taiwan. I went to a different city in Taiwan.
有一位同工和我一块去那边有几天的聚会，我们住在一个美国牧师的家里。
I went down to the city of Taizong, and then we had to conduct several days of meetings, and we stayed with a Western missionary.
那个牧师啊，他说我要请你们吃西餐，好不好啊？
And that Western minister said that, hey, I'll treat you to a Western meal. How about that?
我从来没有一个经验在一个美国牧师家里住几天，我真高兴啊，因为我天天吃西餐呢。
I had never stayed with an American minister for, you know, several days, and I thought this was so exciting to have the opportunity to stay with them and to eat American food.
可是过了几天呢，就觉得受不了。
But after a few days, I couldn't take it.
我有一天跟我的那个同工两个人从那个人家里溜出去。
One day, my coworker and I we slipped away from this home to go outside.
到了一个中国餐厅里去吃了一碗绿豆稀饭呢，觉得正好吃啊。
We sneak out to a Chinese restaurant to have a bowl of green peas rice.
我们中国人喜欢吃饭的，可是有些人很怕吃饭，你知道吗
？Chinese love to eat rice, but some people who cannot stand rice.
我们在台湾举行夏令会的时候，早晨都是吃稀饭的。
When we have summer retreat in Taiwan, the breakfast is always porridge.
稀饭是 porridge?
Yeah.
就是那个饭呢，里面水很多的啊。
The, you know, watery rice.
watery rice. 有一次我跟一个外国的西方的宣教士谈话。
One day I was talking to a Western missionary.
我说你在中国生活，你觉得哪一件事情最难的
？I asked him, as you live in China, what is the most difficult thing for you?
他说的话我真是没想到。
And what he said really surprised me.
我那么喜欢吃稀饭，他们那么怕吃稀饭。
Oh, I really love to eat porridge. And he said the thing that he fears the most was exactly that.
他说每天早晨夏令会的时候要把那一碗稀饭吞下去，真难呐。
He said every morning at a summer retreat, I have to swallow that whole bowl of wet rice. It's very tough.
在1976年夏天，我在美国60天走了30个地方。
In 1976, I traveled throughout the United States for 60 days to.Various locations.
60天去30个地方，那是天天晚上睡不同的床。
Visited 30 different places in 60 days, so just about every other day I sleep in a different place.
可是我虽然到这么多的地方去啊，常常都是跟中国人在一起，所以总是有中国菜可以吃。
But of all most of these places I've been to, I spent with Chinese people, so I had the opportunity to eat Chinese food most of the time.
有一次我在 Atlanta, 他们给我吃豆腐，我说真奇怪，你们这里还有豆腐？他说是罐头豆腐。
One day I was in Atlanta, and they said, we have some bean curd. And I said, boy, how can you get bean curd way out here? They said, these are canned or comes in a jar.
我在那两个月里面最苦的一个礼拜就是在 New York State.
And in New York, of the 60 days, the hardest time I had was in New York State.
周主培牧师请我在他们主办的一个家庭夏令会里讲道。
At that time, Reverend Moses Chow asked me to speak at one of their family conferences.
那是住在一个美国人的夏令会里面呢、啊，没有中国餐馆，天天都吃西餐。
For about a week, we were at this summer camp, and that camp they serve American food, of course. And every day I had to eat American food.
那一个礼拜我最想我太太，因为她可以给我吃中国饭。
That week I thought of my wife the most because she was able to have Chinese food.
一个人要学习做宣教士，他不但是讲道，不但是有爱人的心，他需要适应那个环境。
To go out as a missionary, to go overseas, not only he has to preach, not only he has to learn new things, but he has to adapt himself to a new environment.
在这一方面呢, 我很差。
I can tell you that that's one of my weak areas.
老是要吃中国饭。
Because I'm stuck eating Chinese food.
有些时候我太太逼我去吃pizza。
Sometimes my wife forced me to go out and have a pizza.
我觉得最近一次吃啊，那个印象比以前好得多，感谢神。
I kind of, in a way, I thank God because the last time I had pizza, the impression was a little bit better than the times before.
我到现在还不敢到一个墨西哥的餐馆里去。
I still, till this day, I still do not dare to go to a Mexican restaurant.
不过我想，若是有一天神要我到墨西哥去做宣教士，我不能够吃墨西哥饭，那怎么办？
But if one day God would take me to Mexico to be a missionary there, how am I going to survive there?
耶稣说：“你们往普天下去。”
Jesus said, "Go into all the world."
谁愿意去？
Who is willing to go?
我们再看另外一段圣经，马太福音28章。
Another passage, please. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 28.
马太第28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
这是耶稣复活以后第八天以后。
These words were spoken by Jesus after the eighth day of his resurrection, as he was speaking to his disciples again.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所教训你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，一直到世界的末了。Matthew
28:16. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." These few verses mention three very important things.
提到一项宣告，提到一条命令。
It made a proclamation and also gave a command and also provided a promise.
这个宣告就是耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都给了我，你们去传福音一定成功的。
The proclamation is that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So if you go out, you definitely will succeed because I have the authority.
第二，这个命令就是叫我们要去使万民做主的门� 要给他们施洗，所有主的吩咐都要教导他们遵守。
The second point is the command, which is go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
请大家注意，这里提到门徒，提到洗礼，也提到主的教训。
Notice three important things here. One is make disciples, second is baptizing them, and third is teaching them.
一个人单单做基督徒还不够，他需要做门徒。Just
to be a believer, a Christian is not enough. We need to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus.
一个人单单信了耶稣还不够，他要受洗。Just
to believe in Jesus is not enough. You need to be baptized.
一个人单单知道这个浮浅的福音还不够，他需要在主耶稣所有的教训里面不断的进步，进圣。Just
to know the simple doctrine of salvation is not enough. We need to be taught. We need to learn more and more.
我们在座还有很多人，可能你是基督徒，你还不是门徒。
Maybe some of you are simply believers, but still are not disciples.
可能有些人你说我也信了耶稣，你还没有受洗。
Maybe some of you have believed in Jesus, but you have not been baptized in his name.
也许你只听过人家讲福音书，旧约圣经好多本还没有念过。
Maybe all you have heard are gospel messages time and time again, but many, many chapters, many, many books in the Old Testament you have never heard of.
受洗的弟兄姐妹，教会送你一本圣经，你准备不准备读？
Those of you who got baptized, the church give you a Bible. Do you have any plans to read your copy of the Bible?
哎呀，有些时候我真是心里难过。有些人这一本圣经拿出拿进，拿了5年了，他还没看完，不晓得要等到什么时候。
Sometimes it hurts me very much that a Christian will carry his Bible in and out of the church for 5 years, but still never managed to read through it.
一个人单单信了主还不够，他需要更进步。
Just to believe in Jesus is good, but it's not enough. Need to move one step further.
有些人他信了主，可是他跟教会的服事工作脱节了。
Some Christians, they have been born again, but they have no contact with the church in serving the church.
我们在座有哪些人，你在教会的工作上从来没有做过一件事的？
How many of you have been here for a long time, but you have never done one thing in serving the church?
你有没有为教会做一件事情？
Have you done even one thing for your church?
你礼拜天做招待就算是做了一件。
If you usher on Sunday morning, that is something that you're doing to serve your church.
假如你礼拜天早上来做礼拜的时候，你开车去接一个人，那也算是做了一件。
If this morning you have gone out and picked up someone to provide transportation for them to come here, you have served your church.
可能我们在座有些人你一件都没做过。
Maybe some of you have not done a single thing.
你应当在服侍主的事情上表明你感谢主的心。
You need to express your thankfulness to God by serving your own church.
还有，一个人单单和教会建立的关系还不够，他必须和主耶稣亲自建立很密切的关系。
Not only just to have this connection with the church in serving the church is still not enough. You need to have an intimate relationship with your Lord Jesus.
有些人很爱教会，很爱灵粮堂。我的心里也是得到安慰，可是我觉得还不够。
I know many of you love your church and you serve in your church, but I feel that's still not enough.
假如你只爱 Bread of Life Church, 只爱灵粮堂啊，那你糟糕了，因为你搬一个地方不一定有灵粮堂，怎么办呢？
If you only love this Bread of Life Church, what if God takes you to another city? What are you going to do?
你要到 New York 有一个 Bread of Life Church, 你要到 Philadelphia 有一个 Bread of Life Church, 你要到 San Francisco 就找不到了。
If you go to New York, maybe you're lucky, you'll find another Bread of Life Church, or Philadelphia. But what if you go to San Francisco?
你在美国几百个城市里面都找不到 Bread of Life Church.
Hundreds of cities that you may move to in the States, you will not find another Bread of Life Church.
单单爱灵粮堂还不够，你要爱神的教会。
It's not enough just to love your own Bread of Life Church, but you need to love the Church of God.
假如你搬到另外一个地方，没有灵粮堂，你愿不愿意去参加那边的一个信仰纯真的教会？
If there isn't a Bread of Life church in the city you're moving to, are you willing to join another fundamental and evangelical church?
感谢主，在我们当中有很多人从很多不同的教会来，可是我们都是相信同一位主，所以我们在里面，我们一点不分彼此。
I really thank God that many of you came from many different backgrounds, but we have the unity in believing in the biblical church.
我希望你们尽量的多住在现在的地方，可以来参加灵粮堂的聚会。可是我也希望，假如有一天神让你搬家。你千万不要再不去教会。
I hope that all of you would stay, but if one day you have to move away, I sincerely hope and pray that you will not stop going to a church.
假如哪一个人你要搬家，你来找牧师，问他说：“哎呀，我搬到那里，你可不可以给我介绍一个教会？我会很乐意帮助你。”
If you're moving away and you want to ask me to recommend a church in a certain area, if I can help you, I'll be very happy to help you.
假如你有一个朋友住在另外一个地方，你希望他到教会，可是不晓得附近哪里有教会，你可以问我，我这里有一本很厚的书，里面有很多教会的名字、负责人的名称、电话、地址都有。你来问我，我很高兴帮助你。
Or if you have a friend in another city and you want to introduce a church to that friend, you can also ask me. I have a thick book with all the addresses of different churches and the people responsible at those churches.
在这一段谈话里面，最后提到一个很宝贵的应许。
And the third part to this passage.A very important and precious promise.
主耶稣说，我要常与你们同在，一直到世界的末了。
Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这是在马太福音。
This is in Matthew.
马太福音一共28章。
There are 28 chapters in the book of Matthew.
假如你读过马太福音，你会发现在马太福音第一章里面就提到这件事。
If you will notice, in the very first chapter of Matthew, this has already been mentioned.
马太福音第一章讲到耶稣降生的事。
Matthew chapter 1 talked about the birth of Jesus.
你知道耶稣这个名称呢，是神借着天使启示的。
I don't know if you know it, but the name of Jesus was given by God through the angels.
他对那个童女玛利亚说，啊，这个孩子要给他起名叫耶稣，耶稣。啊，约瑟也知道这个事情。为什么叫耶稣呢？耶稣这个名字的意思就是拯救者。他要把信靠他的人从罪恶里救出来。
The angels told Mary that you're about to have a child and you shall name his name Jesus. Joseph knows this also. And the name Jesus means the Savior. He will save his people from their sins. But in the first chapter of Matthew, there's another name mentioned for Jesus also. Chapter
1,
verse
23
says,
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us.
你羡慕不羡慕?
Do you really treasure this?
有些人觉得有没有都无所谓。
Some of us feel that whether God is with us or not doesn't really make that big a difference.
有一次有一个牧师做礼拜完的时候在门口跟大家握手说再见。One
time a pastor was standing at the door after the service, shaking hands with everyone and saying goodbye to all the members.
他对每一个人说愿神与你同在。He
said to everyone, may God be with you.
有一个人呢,他说不敢当。And
as one person passed by, the pastor said, may God be with you. He goes, oh, no, that, you know.
That's too much.
That's too much.
可是圣经上说神与我们同在。
But the Bible says God is with us.
马太福音第一章和末了一章都讲到这个应许。
First chapter of Matthew and the last chapter of Matthew talked about the same message, that God is with us.
耶稣不但是差遣我们去传福音，他应许与我们一块。
Jesus not only commanded us to go out, but he promised that he would be with us.
或者你感觉到平安，或者遭遇到危险，耶稣应许与你同在。
Whether you're in peace or you're in danger, Jesus promised that he will be with you.
或者你工作很好,成功了,或者你失败了,神应许他与你同在。
Maybe you're very successful in your work, or maybe you are failing in your business, but Jesus said he will be with you.
或者你环境很顺利,或者遭遇到很多困难,神应许他与你同在。
Maybe your environment is very smooth and peaceful, or maybe it's in turmoil, but Jesus said he will be with you.
有些时候人的感情,人的这个emotion,感情常常会变。有些时候很喜乐,有些时候很忧愁。可是无论怎么样,神说他与我们同在。Our
emotions and our feelings change very rapidly. Sometimes we feel very good, sometimes we feel very depressed. But regardless of where you're at, up or down, Jesus said he is with you.
昨天我遇见一个懂得希腊文的牧师。Yesterday
I met a pastor who knew Greek.
懂得希腊文的人很少,对不对?
Very few people really have full understanding of Greek.
我去请教他这一段圣经。
And I asked him, I had consulted him about this passage.
因为我在别的另外一本书上讲到,看到, 在这一段圣经里面有一个字出现了四次, 就是英文字, all, A-L-L, 我问他对不对?
I have asked him that, is it correct, is it a literal translation from the Greek? Because I find in these last three verses of Matthew, a word all appear four times. Is this correct? Is this true in the original language?
那位牧师他仔细地看了这个希腊文的圣经以后, 他对我说, correct, 对的。
And he read his Greek Bible and he said, correct, this word all appear four times.
那么这四个地方在我们这个, 英文的圣经里面只翻译出来三个。
It actually occurred four different times in the original language, but in the English Bible only happened three times.
在我们中文里面就
And in Chinese, it's even more ambiguous.
我盼望大家能够注意看你的圣经，我要告诉你哪几个地方提到这个重要的字。
I hope you will pay attention. I'll tell you exactly where the word all occurs.
第一,
the first one,
在第18节,
in verse 18,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，这是all,全部的。
The first occurrence is all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
第二个地方,
the second place,
19节的第一句,
first sentence in verse 19,
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒, 这里说是所有的国家, all nations.
The second occurrence is in verse 19, which says, make disciples of all the nations.
第三个地方,
the third occurrence
是在第20节,
is in verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。这个凡所吩咐的就是说，所有主耶稣所讲的话， all things.
Verse 20 beginning says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
第四个地方是20节的末了。The
fourth occurrence is toward the end of verse 20.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这个常就是 All the days, 每一天.
And if you have the New American Standard Version, it says, I'm with you always. But in the margin, in the literal translation, it says, I'll be with you all the days, even to the end of the age.
四个地方提到所有.
Four places, the word all occurred.
宝贵不宝贵?
Is this really worth anything?
我正是喜欢这段圣经。
I really love this passage right here.
四个地方提到所有.
Four places, talking about all.
所有的权柄在主的手中.
All authority has been given to me.
每一个神所创造的人都是我们传福音的对象.
Every person who has been born in this world is should be someone we can share the gospel with.
每一个传福音的对象，我们都有一个责任，把他们完全的带到神面前，把全本的圣经都教导他们.
And we have the responsibility to take each one of them who believes to teach them all that Jesus has commanded.
最后耶稣说，我就天天、每时每刻、每一天都与你们同在。
And finally, Jesus said, "Every day, all the days of your life, I will be with you."
我们现在再要看另外一段的经文。
Turn with me again to another verse.
这也是耶稣最后说的话。
These are also last words Jesus spoke.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, then you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
这句话是耶稣什么时候讲的呢?
When did Jesus say these words?
在哪里讲的呢?
Where?
我们知道耶稣复活以后向门徒显现，经过了多少天他才升天呢?
How many days did Jesus walk with his disciples and spend time with them between his resurrection and his ascension into heaven?
他升天的时候是在什么地方升天的呢?
Where did he ascend into heaven?
耶稣复活以后有40天显现。
Jesus spent 40 days on this earth after his resurrection and before he ascended.
他升天的时候是在一座山顶上，那个山的名字叫做橄榄山，就在耶路撒冷的东边。
Jesus ascended 40 days after his resurrection on top of the Mount of Olives. On the eastern side, outside the city of Jerusalem.
刚才我们所念的《使徒行传》一章八节，就是耶稣复活以后第40天，他复活升天的那一天，在橄榄山的山顶上最后所说的话。Acts
1:8 was spoken by Jesus on the 40th day after his resurrection, on the Mount of Olives, on the very same day of his ascension, and he spoke these words just before he ascended into heaven.
在这里，他一方面再一次提醒门徒们你们的责任，你们的使命。
And once more, he reminded his followers of their responsibilities and of their commission.
另外一方面，耶稣提醒他们，你们传福音所需要的能力，不是靠自己，是靠着圣灵。
Jesus reminded them once again that whatever they're going to do in preaching the gospel, it's not going to be based on their own power, their own ability, but it's based on the power of the Holy Spirit.
在这一节圣经里面，两个重要的字，一个就是能力，一个就是见证。
Two important words in this verse. One is power, the other one is witnesses.
这个能力是从圣灵来的。
The power comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们所相信的神，三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We know that we believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
当我们相信耶稣基督圣子的时候，圣灵就进到我们心里来。
When we believe, commit our faith in God the Son, the Holy Spirit enters us to indwell us. I especially want to emphasize this point this morning. If we want to serve God, how can we serve? What strength, what power do we rely on to serve God? Maybe you're a fantastic teacher at your school, but you don't necessarily can be an effective teacher in the church. Maybe you may be a very eloquent person, but you may not know how to pray in the church. Maybe you're a very effective manager in your business, in your company, But it does not necessarily mean that when you come into the church by using your methods in your company that it's going to work.
我们在教会里服侍神，一定要根据圣经的原则，依靠圣灵的能力。
To serve God in God's church, we need to serve following the principles given in the Bible. We need to serve based on the power of the Holy Spirit.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it says, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit.
圣灵的能力是在主耶稣升天以后才赐下来。
The power from the Holy Spirit was given to us after Jesus' ascension.
以马内利的这个应许因着圣灵的来临再一次坚定了。
The idea of God with us, Emmanuel, was further confirmed when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost.
一个人他听福音，后来他相信了，是怎么信的？圣经上告诉我们，若不是圣灵感动的，没有一个人会信。
When you go out and share with someone and someone believes in God, someone commits his faith in Jesus, it's not because of your ability, but because the Bible says the working of the Holy Spirit in that person.
有些时候你看一个人，他一点能力，他一点办事的才干都没有，他也没有口才，可是他工作很有果效。为什么？有圣灵的能力。
Very often you will see in a church someone who is very seemingly lack of talent and very weak.
100年以前 D.L. Moody 在讲道的时候，他的文法常常错了。But
very often you'll see that person being very effective in a church, and that is because the Holy Spirit is using him. For example, Dwight Moody, when he started to preach, he couldn't even construct his sentences with proper grammar.
有一次有一个人对他说，你可不可以改进一点你的英文文法再讲道？
So once someone mentioned to Reverend Moody saying that, why don't you try to improve on your English grammar a little bit, and so you can construct better sentences.
D.L. Moody 说，你的文法比我好得多，可是你为耶稣讲了多少？
And Moody said to this person, your grammar, your English is much better than mine, but how much have you spoken for Jesus?
有没有圣灵的能力呢，是最要紧。
The most important thing in serving God is whether the Holy Spirit is with you, is empowering you.
当一个人信了耶稣以后，圣灵就进到他的心里来。
Every born-again believer has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这样的一个基督徒啊，应当很注意两方面的事。
Such a Christian needs to pay attention to two very important things.
第一方面是消极方面的，反面的，他要注意什么呢？他不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The first one is in a negative sense, and that is he must not quench the Holy Spirit.
有些时候圣灵感动你一件事情，你千万不要说不要听，不要听，不要听。
Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to you and telling you to do certain things. Don't say to him, don't talk to me, don't talk to me.
圣经有一个地方讲到。 神的声音不是像地震一样，也不像刮大风一样，神的声音是那个微小的声音，在你的耳朵里面。The
Scripture teaches that the voice of God is not like the thunder or earthquake, but is a small voice which speaks to your hearts.
愿神常常让我们有一个安静的心，能够听得见神的声音。
We hope and pray that all of us can have that quiet heart, so that we will be able to hear this small voice.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
这是第一面。This
is the first aspect.
另外一方面是积极的一面，正面。圣经上怎么讲呢？你要体贴圣灵，你要顺从圣灵。On
the other side is the positive aspect. It says we must be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit. We must be obedient to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
你越是少消灭圣灵的感动，你越是多明白神的旨意。The
less you quench the Holy Spirit, the more you will be able to discern God's will for your life.
在这两方面都注意的基督徒，你会发现你属灵的生命渐渐的增加了。
If you will pay attention to both of these areas, you will discover that your spiritual life will begin to grow, and it will grow slowly.
你所奔跑的道路不会是绕圈子的、摸不定方向的，神会很清楚地引导你。And
the path that you trod would not be in a circle, nor would it be leading to nowhere, but it'll be headed in a certain direction.
你会发现这样的基督徒，当他为耶稣做见证的时候，有好的果效的。You
will notice that such a person, if he witnesses for Jesus, he would see fruit.
这就是圣灵的能力。This
is the working of the power of the Holy Spirit.
不在乎你有多少的钱，多少的学问。
Regardless of how much money you have or how well educated you are.
在这里，耶稣告诉我们，你们要等候从上头来的能力，得到圣灵。
Jesus told them that you must wait, wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
第二点，这里所提到的就是见证。
The second important word in verse 8 is witnesses.
请大家注意这句话。并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。这个我是谁？
Notice it says here, you shall be mine witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth. Who is the me there? Mine witnesses.
有很多人读圣经，他说做我的见证，所以他老是讲自己，他忘记这里所说的我是耶稣。
Some people misunderstood saying you shall be mine witnesses. He says, okay, mine witnesses, so I speak of myself. They neglect to see that the mine there is Jesus.
不是见证自己，乃是见证耶稣基督。不是传扬自己，乃是传扬耶稣基督。
Not to testify of yourself, not to preach of yourself, but is to testify for Jesus and to preach for Jesus.
假如有一个人他做见证的时候有一种贪求虚荣的心，这个人不配做见证。他不是传耶稣，他传自己。
If someone whowho are witnesses to himself, always elevating himself, he does not deserve then to be witnesses for Jesus.
讲到这里，我就想到我们站在台上的人需要你们为我们祷告。
When I said this, it reminds me that the people, whoever speaks on the pulpit here, needs your prayer.
真需要。
Really needs your prayer.
记得有一次我听一个人讲道，给我很大的提醒。
One time I heard someone preach, and it gave me a great warning.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说站在台上的人是最危险。
He said, whoever speaks, whoever stands behind the pulpit, subject himself to great danger.
他说的话是这样，请大家注意。
He said this.
他说每一个亚当的子孙呢、啊，让他站在台上都是很危险，因为他会显扬自己，一不小心就会这样。
He said that every descendant of Adam is very dangerous when he stands behind the pulpit because there's a tendency for him.To elevate himself.
请你们常常为站在台上的人祷告，让他们不要显扬自己，乃是高举耶稣基督。
You need to really pray for whoever is speaking behind the pulpit, so that he may not elevate himself, but he would uplift Jesus.
在这里提到做见证，从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，直到地极，这几句话是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when Jesus said, "You shall be my witnesses"?Both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
为什么从耶路撒冷开始呢？
Why is it that we start in Jerusalem?
因为当时门徒就在耶路撒冷。
Because at that time, most of Jesus' followers were in the city of Jerusalem.
犹太全地离耶路撒冷比较远一点，撒玛利亚更远一点，一直到地极是最远的地方。
And in all Judea, Judea is the region, near surrounding Jerusalem, and Samaria is another area near Judea.
在这里，主耶稣告诉我们，传福音从你所在的地方开始，越来越远，一步一步的远。
Message,
不要跳，不要跳。
The message here is that Jesus is saying, start where you are at in Jerusalem, in your own Jerusalem, and then move one step at a time, further and further out. Don't jump ahead.
你会发现耶路撒冷是一个城，其他的几个地方都是一个城，一个比较大的地区，一个国家。
Jerusalem is a city. Judea is a region.Samaria is almost like another country.
所以主耶稣告诉我们这里的话是告诉我们传福音的时候要抓住重要的据点从点然后扩展到面。
What Jesus is saying is that when you want to witness, when you want to be his disciple, you need to grab hold of the focus where you're at and start there as your base.
大家清楚吗？
Is this clear?
从近到远 start, 从点到面
Start from near to far and start in one point to...Different areas.
神把我们每个人放在不同的岗位上，若是我们都为主工作，这个福音就很容易传出去。
God has placed each one of us in different environments, and if we would all be responsible and carry out our duty, it would not be very difficult to saturate the world.
在这里所提到的耶路撒冷，就是代表你所住的那个地方。
Jerusalem basically means the city that you live in.
你在 Harbor City?
If you live in Harbor City,
你在 Rolling Hill?
Rolling Hills.
你住在哪里？
Where do you live?
你所住的地方就是这里所提到的耶路撒冷，从那里开始。
Wherever you live, that is the Jerusalem that Jesus is talking about. That's where you start.
在这里所提到的耶路撒冷也是讲到你工作的岗位。
Jerusalem could also represent The place where you work.
你在哪里工作?
Where do you work?
有些人说我没有工作，这里代表你的学校啊，学生们。
Maybe you say I don't have a job. If you're a student, that's where your school is your Jerusalem.
你办公室的人知不知道你是基督徒啊?
Do the people in your office know that you're a Christian?
他跟你一起吃饭了好几次，从来没有看见你祷告，他怎么知道你是基督徒？你就是不敢让他知道。
He ate with you many times. I never seen you say grace. You're afraid to say grace. How can he know that you're a Christian?
你的老师在班上问我们这班哪一个人信耶稣的举手，你就是不敢让人家知道。
Or maybe your teacher asks, "Well, how many of us here are Christians?" And you're afraid to raise your hand.
假如你这一点都不敢，你怎么有力量带他们信主呢
？If you don't even dare to say that you're a Christian, how can you be his witnesses?
在这里所提到的耶路撒冷也是讲到你的亲戚的关系啊。
Jerusalem can also represent your relatives, your family members.
你的丈夫
，your husband，
你的妻子
，your wife，
这是最靠近你的。
These are the people nearest to you.
你的儿女，你的父母
，your children, your parents，
你的这些亲戚 ，relatives, in-laws，
your relatives, your in-laws，
你是最容易接近他们的人，不是吗
？You are in the prime position to reach them。
这里圣经上说，从耶路撒冷开始。
Jesus says, start from Jerusalem。
我记得上一次我讲到的时候，提到我们中间有几位弟兄姐妹，我要告诉弟兄姐妹们，他们几个人给我很大的安慰。
I had mentioned before that several of the brothers and sisters in the church gave me great encouragement.
有几位是太太信主，先生没有信主。后来太太经过好久的祷告，带领先生信主。
As I mentioned last week, some of the wives who were Christians but husband did not believe at first until very recently, and then the husband joined them, or vice versa.
张红旗夫妇就是这样的情形，太太带领先生信主。
For example, Mrs. Chang led her husband to the Lord.
吴先昌弟兄带领太太信主。
And Brother Wu led his wife to the Lord.
前吴多家姊妹带领先生信主。
And also the same story for the Chans.
不久以前受洗的两位弟兄都是太太花了好多的祷告，好多的爱心，然后带领他们信主。
Two of the brothers who got baptized.Became Christians because their wives had prayed a long time for them.